be it. Let's see how many are second. Yeah, this is, oh, you have the string was here before?
Yeah.
Or you put it there?
I put it
there. Oh, you put it there. There you go. All right. All right, so let's begin. When Rabbi Elchanan Adler saw on the poster that I'm giving a shiur on this topic, he was kind enough to send me something that he had put together for the year Tovshin Samach Beis, when he was giving Shurim in Aguda Pesach, and this topic, on this very topic. And to tell you the truth, it's one of the most thorough pieces that I've ever seen on this topic, and Bechlau, it's really very, very nice. He starts actually even from Kiddush HaChodesh, and the difference between Kiddush HaChodesh and when there's a Re'iyah, Kiddush HaChodesh when it's Al Pi HaCheshbon, and the different shitas. He quotes the Rav a number of times. It's a very beautiful piece. With his permission, if you want, just send me an email. I'll forward it to you. And in it has quite a bit of what I had originally intended to say. So what I wanted more or less to do with you instead, really, instead of just starting from the Aleph, because he starts from the Aleph, is just to zero in on a number of the kudos, where, number one, I have a little bit of a nofach mishali, as they say, and secondly, I would like to make a few ha'aris, which may be on what he said, or, you know, which he doesn't have. So, the first and foremost yesod in all of this is that even though on the surface it would appear that this has nothing whatsoever to do with Kiddush HaChodesh, there are intimations that if not really Kiddush HaChodesh, it might imply that at one time its origins stem from something like that. And the one who attempted to spell that out is found in the Siddur Otzar HaTfilos, in the Pirush Tikkun Tfilah of Rabbi Aryeh Leib Gordon from Yerushalayim. And he writes, I'm going to paraphrase some of it, but some of it I'm going to quote verbatim. In the Siddur Otzar HaTfilos, in the section, of course, of Shachris L'Shabbos and the Birchas Rosh Chodesh of Yehi Ratzon, he has it on page 710, going on to 711. And he's quite an arichus here, where he argues a thesis, a theme. V'hinei mina kol tfutzos Yisrael ahachiz al Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos shalufanov, ki B'Shabbos miskaptzin kol Yisrael lebotei haknesiyos, v'afilu osam she'ein regilim levake beichel Hashem b'mos hachol, u'modim lehem mos hayochel Rosh Chodesh b'shavua haba. So he admits right at the outset that this is simply a reminder of people that Rosh Chodesh is coming. Now mind you, I don't think there is a reminder of people that Yomim Tovim are coming. It could be that Rosh Chodesh is much more subtle and there's much less preparation and there's no Issa Malacha, etc., etc., so you have to know. He also says that it implies that Yom Tovim people generally do come to Shul, so they'll do whatever you do. Mashenk and Rosh Chodesh, people maybe perhaps will stay home, so therefore they have to announce it on a Shabbos when people do come to Shul so that they'll know when Rosh Chodesh is. So this is simply a Mesiras Moedah type of thing, and how it became such a tremendous production, this is very hard to fathom. In those places where they announce Yalla V'Yavo or Talumotar or any of those things, you give a clap. The fact that we have Geshem and Tal is because these are in Yonei Bracha, and therefore they became Piyutim and so on and so forth. But the Achraza itself, of course, is very, very simple. This became a very elaborate inyan, and I'd like to discuss why that is so, even when it's a hachraza ba'alma. But he now goes ahead and he says the following: Avo b'sidur Rav Amram goyin daf lamed gimel amed aleph misuderes hachrazas hachodesh biyoyim roish hachodesh atzmai. So the first point is that according to Rav Amram Goin, this statement that Rosh Chodesh Ploni, it's not Yihyeh B'yom so-and-so B'Shabbos, but rather it is on the day of Rosh Chodesh itself that they were announcing it. And he writes, U'mekadesh, it means, he says Kaddish, that means this Mekadesh that Rav Amram Goin is talking about has nothing to do with Kiddush. It's he says the Kaddish. The Goylo Sefer Torah, the Omer Yehi Rotzoin, Lechoinen is based Chayenu, Lerachim, Lekayim, Shenishma, Misha Asanisim, Rosh Chodesh Ploini, Adkan Lashoinai. So the Rav Amram Goin's Siddur doesn't say very much. By the way, this is not a parenthetic remark, this is just a Yesod. Are any of you Sfardim? So amongst the Sfardim, and this would be a shock to the Ashkenazim because we say it every Monday and Thursday, by Kriyas HaTorah, we did it today. Yiratzon, that you say, right, by the Glila, Yiratzon Febinu Shabashamayim Lachonis Beis Chayenu Lohav Shnosim Zarchenu B'meher V'yomenu. So this is a natural thing to assume that these bakoshos, which are bakoshos that are very, very focused. It's too loud. I'm sorry, but you know, it's disconcerting. So these bakoshos are l'rachem l'chonen es beis chayenu, binyan beis hamigdosh and the shechina. That's number one. Number two, l'rachem al pleitoseinu v'limnoa mashchis u'mageifa me'oleinu. This is a bakosha against the dvarim which are considered, you know, mageifa and mashchis, ra'av, shvi, biza. Sounds very much like what we say in Hashkivenu, etc. The next one speaks specifically about the Kiyum Talmide Chachomim and the Torah amongst us. And the last one is Shenisma Nishma Besaris Tovos Yeshuas Venachomos Vikabitz Nidochenu Me'abakam Fosa Oretz. So there are four major bakoshos here, and then what we say. What we say is Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael and Sunu Batzor V'Shivya V'Chul Amokim Rachim Aleim. The Sfardim do not have that. But more importantly, all of this is not recited on Mondays and Thursdays. When is it recited? As part of what they call Hachrozas Rosh Chodesh. They don't call it Birchas Rosh Chodesh, they call it Hachrozas Rosh Chodesh. But their Hachroza, they write here, and this is one of the Sidurim I have, it's called Birchas Refoel, Lefim Minogei Asfardim Ve'edos HaMizrach, etc. It's published in Yerushalayim in Tovshin Samachay. B'Shabbos Lifnei Rosh Chodesh, Afilu Rosh Chodesh Av. The reason he says Afilu Rosh Chodesh Av, because there was a minhag that's brought down by the Mogen Avraham that you're not Machriz Rosh Chodesh Av, because it's a Puranus. So V'Omer Yiratzon Chuch Mich Rosh Chodesh Tishrei She'ein Machrizin. There are several reasons given why Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is not Machrizin. He gives the one that's most famous, Tikku B'Chodesh Ofer Ba'Kes Eliyom Chageinu. In other words, the announcement of Tishrei, in a certain sense, obscures the fact that Tishrei is the beginning of the new year and it's Rosh Hashanah. And the perception of the day as Rosh Hashanah as opposed to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is so strong because of that pasuk, Bakes Eliyom Chageinu. Eize Chag Shachodesh Niskaseba, that's Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. Tiksiv Bakes Eliyom Chageinu. V'nochon Leida Zman HaMoilot, this is something that's brought down in the Poskim, that you should know the time of the Molad beforehand. Basically, it's based on Yerushalmi, L'cha'ora, as we shall see. L'chein yeshnoigim l'hachriz b'shas kriyas yihi ratzon al zman ha-molad b'diyuk. What does he mean, b'shas kriyas yihi ratzon? He doesn't mean our yihi ratzon. He means this yihi ratzon. L'chonen es beis chayenu lo'av shivshchenasu b'salchein. So these four yesodos that we say Monday and Thursday by kriyas ha-Torah, they would only say by birchas Rosh Chodesh every month except for Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. So they don't have Ar Yehi Ratzon. Where does Ar Yehi Ratzon come from, of course? So the Gemara in Maseches Brachos has a series of tefillos which they would recite at the end of the Shemona Esrei. Quite a number of tefillos, some of them more famous than others. One of them, which is extremely famous, is the tefillah of Rav. Rav, Bosa de Messiah Mitzlaysay, or different gear souls, but basically Rav at the end of his davening would say, not Yiratzon Shedchadosh Olenu Sachadosh Hazeh, because obviously that's only Nogeya to Rosh Chodesh that's coming up, and it wouldn't be possible to say that after every single Shemona Esrei. But Yiratzon Shetiten Lanu, Chaim Aruchim, Chaim Shal Shalom, Chaim Shal Tova, Chaim Shal Bracha. Those purists who point out that the Nusach that we have, which has Chaim Sheyesh Bohem Yiras Shamayim V'Yiras Chait, and later Chaim Sheyesh Bohem Avas Torah V'Yiras Shamayim, where Yiras Shamayim seems to be redundant, Ad Kedei Kach, that some want to say that the first one is Chaim Sheyesh Bohem Yiras Chait. The second one is it should be Avas Yiras Chait, meaning that the word Ava is referring not only to Avas HaTorah, it's not like Avas HaTorah, comma, V'Yiras Shamayim separately, but Chaim Sheyesh Bohem Avas, colon, HaTorah V'Yiras Shamayim, meaning the Ava goes on the Yiras Shamayim, that's why it's not redundant, because the first one speaks about having Yiras Shamayim, and the second one speaks about having Avas Yiras Shamayim. Besides the fact that Avas Yiras Shamayim is very, it's a phrase that doesn't exist, Avas Yiras Shamayim, there's a much more fundamental point, namely that the Girsa in all the Gemaras is Chaim Sheyesh Bohem Yiras Chait. And the words Yiras Shamayim is only mentioned by Avas Torah V'Yiras Shamayim. So it's not redundant at all. But the purists who want to show you this, open up a Gemara, they will open up Dafka to that Sugya, and they're not going to find anything about Birchas Rosh Chodesh because it doesn't exist in Chazal. So it's very interesting. The Sfaradim don't have it altogether, and the Ashkenazim borrowed something from Kad Havim Mesayim Slosei from the end of the davening. By the way, just a parenthetic remark, it's very interesting. You're not allowed to go back because it's Kekelev Shavel Keyoi. While you're still in the Shemon Esrei, before you stepped away, you are permitted to add tefillahs. And each tefillah had its point. Just because we're B'nai Torah, has nothing to do with Birchas Rosh Chodesh, but happens to be right before that in the Gemara, Reb Chiya's tefillah. So Reb Chiya says, Yiratzayin shetia tarascho umanusenu sam ed ba'olam hazeh, So one wonders what is he trying to say? So the pasuk in Eicha, from which these words obviously come from, al yidve libenu val yechshuch einenu. What does it sound like? Al zehoyo dove libenu, al eile choshchu einenu. What? Al hartzion sheshamem shu'olim hilchuvo. So on the pasuk ato Hashem le'olam teishev, right afterwards, there's a whole discussion in the Mefarshim, in the Medrash, and in the Mefarshim, Gedolei Rishonim v'Achronim, that discuss, is there an inyan of Shechina Shruya in the Mokam HaMikdash b'zman hazeh, after the Churban? And if there is, to what extent and in what manner? And this is a whole big Arichus Dvarim. But one thing is crystal clear, that the kind of Ashras HaShechina that was in the Mishkan and Bais Rishon perhaps, did not exist afterwards, and Alachas Kama V'Kama after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Some measure of Kedusha and Shechina certainly hovers over every Mokam Mikdash, Hashimoshes Mikdashechem, Afilu Kishen Shomim Mikdushasen Heinomdim, and the Kedusha of a place reflects some measure of Shechina, most probably. But in any case, it's not the same. So when there is that Chesaron of Ashras HaShechina, so then there is a corollary, a consequence, which is inevitable. And that is al zeh hayo dover libenu al eile choshchuenenu. There's a certain measure of depression. There's a depression from the Churban that goes into the whole Bria. That's what the Gemara says at the end of Maseches Sota, that even the Peros are not the same anymore. But that particular quality, it's possible to compensate for in the individual's Hashras HaShechina. Because once there is a personal Hashras HaShechina, then it eliminates, it dissipates the Devuya Salev and the Chesh Chaseinayim. And that's exactly what Reb Chiya is saying. It says in the Perek, Minayin Shafilu Echad, Shoisik Batoira, that the Shechina is with him. Shenema B'cholamokam Asher Askir Shmi Ovo Eilecha. So the Shechina that comes to a person who learns Torah, and if he learns Torah part of the time, then perhaps there's a possibility of Dvuya Salev and Chesh Chaseinayim for the rest of the time. But if a person is Tairasu Yumanusai, then he eliminates, he zoicha, that he dissipates the Dvuya Salev and Chesh Chaseinayim for the lack of the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what he's saying. Just a secondary, a footnote to that ancillary comment of mine. In the we say in the morning, I don't know if you ever have time to say any of these things. Most people don't even have the presence of mind to say all of the Psukah de Zimra, unfortunately. But you know, it's the Baruch Shama Asher Yishtabach syndrome. But if somebody has time, you know, he gets up in the morning, besides saying Modami Lefonecha, he says you know, Reishis Chochma, then he says, well, in the Sidurim it says Torah Tehei what? Emuna Si, Mekel Shakai BeEzra Si. I don't know if the Sfardim Sidurim have it, but that's a mistake. And the first time I noticed it, which is the biggest of ironies, except maybe in Stern College, it's not such an irony. But otherwise, it's the big irony. It was in a siddur, Karban Eda, which is meant exclusively for women. An old siddur, Karban Eda, that was meant for women. And there it has the correct nusach, which is Torah Tehei Umanusi. That's the irony. Vekel Shakai Be'ezrasi. There is a yesoid that Torah should be my emuna. What does that mean? What does it mean, Torah should be my emuna? It doesn't even mean anything. But Torah Tehei Umanusi, that means a lot. I'm Mispalel, I want Siyata Dishmaya, that I should be able to learn Torah all my life and all day long. And that's Torah Tehei Umanusi. And that's exactly what Reb Chiya is saying. Reb Chiya is saying, Shetei Toroscho Umanusenu. Not Emunasenu, but Umanusenu. And Al Yidveli Beinu Val Yechshecho Einenu. I'm looking here in the Siddur and I don't even see Modani. I don't know where it is exactly, so we'll leave that alone. But in any case, the Sfardi Siddur. Getting back now to the Rav Amram Gaon. Rav Amram Gaon's nusach is, in fact, that Yehi Ratzon that you find in the Sfardi Sidurim Ad Hayoim. But when did they say it? On Rish Chodesh itself. And that's what Rav Amram Gaon says. So he says that the Toma Alzeh HaMal Bahad, that's HaMevi LeBeis HaTfus, whenever you see those Rashi tables, HaMevi LeBeis HaTfus, so he's Toma Alzeh, Rav Reb Nachman Nosson Karamel, the Nir Li, Rav Amram Zal Soiver Lekayim Bazeh Mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh Gomer Al Piyadin. So he wondered, what is going on over here? How can you have a Achrozah that is going to be Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh itself? It's like too late. So he says he doesn't think that Rav Amram Gaon's idea had anything to do with a Achrozah. It becomes a Achrozah when it's anticipating it on the Shabbos before. But in the way he has it set up that it's on Rosh Chodesh itself, he thinks, this is speaking about now the Oitzah Tfilis, the Tikkun Tfilah, he says that he thinks that it is actually a Kiddush HaChodesh. That Rav Amram Gaon Sal Soivel L'Kayim Bazeh Mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh Gomer Al Pi Adin U'lohosim Me'aleinu Kushas HaRishonim Minayin Lonu Mo'yadois Bezman Hazeh Acha Bitl Asmicha HaKayim Olon Mo'yadei Hashem Tzuchin Kiddush Bezdin. Like the Gemara says in Baba Basra Kuf Chaf Aluf Amad Aluf Oich Ramban Zal B'Seif HaMitzvahs Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel Ve'imoy Rav HaMa'abrim Hamaabrim, right? Huchruchu lechadish dover chadosh. He means the mechabrim who are negeya in ibur. So he calls them the hamaabrim. Shereb Hillel bnei Shereb Yehuda Nesiyah Shechai bizman bitli. He was the grandson of the grandson. He was the whatever great great that is of the original Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah was a great great grandson of the Rabbi of Rabbeinu Hakadosh. Tiken cheshbon ibur. According to the Ramban, that original was not a mathematical calculation, was actually a Maisa Kiddush that is Chal throughout the entire mathematics of it until the Beis HaMikdash will once again be rebuilt and we will have the possibility of having Smuchim and then we will have Kiddush HaChodesh appear all over again. Aval Pele Godol Miod Shalom Nizgar Zeh B'Shum Mokom B'Shnei HaTalmudim Shereb Hillel Tiken L'Yisrael Takona Nechbada Kazoy Shehu Reish Pinas Doseinu. And then he asks other questions as well, which I'm not going to go into, but the bottom line is that he feels that the Kiddush HaChodesh is, first of all, a mitzvah that's mutelis al kol Yisrael. It's not a mitzvah that is a mitzvah as chayva Sanhedrin meyikaro. Those who are mekadesh dechodesh are acting as our shluchim, because it's a not shayach l'cha'ira that every single yid should participate in kiddush hachodesh. But basically, hachodesh hazel ochem roish chadoshim dabel koladas bnei Yisrael, and that is the dabel koladas bnei Yisrael goes on the back as well. That hachodesh hazel ochem roish chadoshim. Who says this Torah? So it says in the Mechilta, hachodesh hazel ochem. Ramban says in Sefer Mitzvahs, "Sheyolahem rishus mikol Yisrael v'haskoma shel kulam." In other words, why do you need that Sanhedrin? Because that's the Sanhedrin that isn't called plachu koliva ear. It's the Sanhedrin that represents all of Klal Yisrael. What Ramban is implying is that Be'ikar Adin, it relieves Kol Yisrael's responsibility. And the only one that can act as a shaliach of Kol Yisrael, they are the ones who actually do it. And that's why it is, according to the Mechilta, something that is done by Bez Nagol Shebu Shalayim. He's talking about Ibur Hashanah. So he says, Kloimar, Dabro Kaldas Bnei Yisrael, Shiitin Lachem Rishus, Lechadish Chadoshim Olav Hashanim. And then he quotes in the Biur of Reb Moshe Frankfurter, Agoin Reb Moshe from Frankfurt, Al Biur Al Mechilta, that's called Zeyinachamenu. So he writes, Kloimar, Sheyehelo Hem Lo'oisan Sheyikatru Achoydesh Rishus Mikol Yisrael. Speaks about Kiddush Achoydesh. So then he says that this mitzvah, therefore, Be'ikar on all of Yisrael, is Shayach, that when there is no longer a Bezdin, this manazeh she'ein Bezdin Klal, Chozra HaMitzvah LaHamishaleach, Umechuyov HaKol Ba'atzmoy L'Kadesh Chodoshov, the kiddush of beloy sofek kiddushu. He's very strong about this. The loygara koyach hamishaleach mikoyach shlucha v'gshoimdim kol Yisrael b'yoyim rosh chodesh v'oimrim b'tzibur hayoyim rosh chodesh ploini zehu kiddush hachodesh gomer. There, by the way, would have to be an absolute corollary or consequence to this, if he's right, that according to Rav Amram Gon, the minig would have to be b'noygei hachodesh tishrei as well. Because even though it's Bakesa Leon Chagenu, that's as far as Hachroz is concerned, and remembering, Rosh Chodesh, like in Yalav Yovel and things like that. But there's no question that they actually declared Rosh Chodesh then as well. I mean, that's a Gansa Gemaras. So that would be a corollary if he insists that what Bnei Yisrael do, Bizman Hazeh, is that they compensate for not having Bezdin by doing it themselves. But according to him, it's not like the Ramban. It's almost Dover v'hifucho, because the Ramban is saying that at the time that they had the Bezdin, that Bezdin was Koveya forever, until Meir Yibonah. He's saying that Bezdin, when it stops, Klal Yisrael takes over because it was their obligation to begin with. So that is what Rav Amram Gon is saying when it is on Rosh Chodesh itself. So he writes, "Ubimei Rav Amram shoyim achrizim b'tzibur hayoyim Rosh Chodesh ploini, ein l'cha pirsum gadol mizeh," and that's the declaration of Rosh Chodesh. Interestingly enough, we say it in our own way, but when we speak about Lechonin as Beis Chayenu, Lohoshush Knossi B'Zaychenu, and you speak about Tamid HaChomim Heim of Neim of Nesayim, and you speak at the end, what's the last one? Shenishma Mizbasa B'Zayas Toys Yeshua's Nechomis V'Kabitz Nidochenu Me'abakam Fos Ha'aretz. It makes a lot of sense that in the context of our having to be Mekadesh it ourselves, because we don't have the Shluchim, we don't have Bezdin, we don't have Yushalayim, and so on and so forth, that these particulars should be mentioned in our tefillos. We're waiting for the Sanhedrin, but meanwhile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mekayim the Chachamim that we have, B'chol Dor V'Dor, etc. So that is his taina. Of course, all of that falls away, L'cha'ayra, when it becomes a Hachroza, which is bedafka, not on the day of Rosh Chodesh, or immediately before Rosh Chodesh, but could be many days before Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh could be Shabbos, and it's the Shabbos before. Also, it would not make any sense not to do it on during Chodesh Elul for Tishrei, because then you'd be missing that particular Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay. If it is not that, then what is it? The answer is, it's a Hachrozas Rosh Chodesh. And the Lashon Hachrozas is already mentioned quite a number of times, including the Avodrom. The Lashon of the Avodrom is as follows. Shabbos Koidem Rosh Chodesh Acha Kriyas Haftaira Koidem Ashrei Machriz Shaliach Tzibur Umaydiya Lakohol Be'eze Yom Yochel Rosh Chodesh O Im Yihya Yom Echad O Shnei Yomim. And then he writes, "Va'omet chila yehiratzon mifnei shamayim lechonin et beis chayenu, kach oimrim beroiv hamakomis besfarad, v'yesh mekomish om mifnei alkei shamayim." He's not really changing anything. He's just talking about specific diyukim in the lashon of that Yehi Ratzon. But basically, that's all he knew, that they say that Yehi Ratzon that you find originally in the Siddur of Avraham Goy. The Taimam, b'pnei she'ein roi lom m'lifnei ha-shamayim, sh'nira k'shoyel me'eis ha-shamayim, v'nira li she'ein lochush. So there's a whole discussion. L'chonin es beis chayenu, al shem ad yikonin v'ad yosim es Yerushalayim. And you know, in Kedako of David Ram, that every time there's a phrase or an expression, he tries to find a makor, or if not a makor, a parallel. So he'll quote a pasuk if he can, and if not, he'll quote an equivalent language somewhere in Maimori Chazal. Okay, so then he goes through the whole thing. Now, the next step, assuming that it is a hakroza, is to ask, what do we do? So we have like this, we have the Yihiratza. And the Yiratzon, as I told you before, takes whose tefillah? Bedafka. The tefillah of Rav, Kadhav, and Messiah, Tzlosei, every single Shemona Esrei. And instead, we don't say anything particular at the end. We say Elokai Mitzar. But other than that, we don't say anything that's quoted from the Chazal, from that Gemara. But instead, what we do is that on Rosh Chodesh, is Rosh Chodesh benching, as we call it, the Birchas Rosh Chodesh. We don't call it Achrozas Rosh Chodesh. We call it Birchas Rosh Chodesh. Seems almost like a shift of emphasis, and I'll talk about that in a moment a little bit more. We have that tefillah of Rav. So the question is, why dafka the tefillah of Rav? So I have an idea about that, which I didn't find in Rabbi Adler's beautiful, a wonderful piece, which I will explain to you. But after the tefillah of Rav, what do? So we say Misha Asa Nisim. Here we're already on the same page. Let's take a look once again amongst the Sfaradim what they do. After the last Yehi Ratzon, Me'arba Kamfas Ha'aretz Ve'imru Amen, Misha Asa Nisim La'avoseinu Umi Mitzrayim Ga'olam, Hu Yigal Osonu V'yashiv Bonim Le'gvulam. It's more poetic, it's more rhyming. V'simon Tov Yehelonu Rosh Chodesh Ploni B'yom Ploni, etc. V'chad Sheyo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleinu Al Kolama B'chol Mokum Sheim L'tovu V'livrocha L'sasim L'simcha, etc. I found that the way they graphically structure things in these Sfaradi Sidurim tells a lot about their perception of things. We have Mishasan Nisim Lavosein of Golosam Abzal Cheris. What happens in most the Kehilos Ashkenazim, I assume, is that they take the Sefer Torah in hand before the Mishasan Nisim Lavosein, which is interesting. And then it almost sounds the way the Chazan expresses himself, that is a tefillah b'fnei atzma. And now we are ready for the hachroza itself. And then he gives a yell out, Rosh Chodesh Ploni Yiyeh B'yom Ploni, Habo Aleinu L'tova. Correct? A parenthetic ha'ara, which bothers me a lot, and I don't have a makor, why we don't do it. You know the famous Ramban on Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So in the statement of the Ramban there, he points out that even though there's a machlokas between Hillel and Shammai about what you do to prepare for Shabbos, but in principle, they all agree that Zohar is Shayach before Shabbos. A question is, what do you have to do about it? Since Hillel says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, B'chol Yom Tein Lo Me'ein B'chosav, there's no inyan to prepare the animal Zuli Shabbos, you can wait till Erev Shabbos. Mishatach B'Erev Shabbos Yochel B'Shabbos. Masha'en Kein Shammai. But in principle, where does that principle that they have in common express itself according to Hillel? The answer is in the naming of the days. Rishon b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, Shlishi b'Shabbos, Revi'i b'Shabbos. That we do not have in our expression the names of the days based on other things like the planets or deities of the Goyim and so on and so forth. A Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, which we use all the time, are actually names of planets or deities. Thor's day is Thursday, Frigg's day is Friday. These are all Teutonic names, which are if you had to pick the lowest of the lot, they're even less than the Greek gods. So the Maisa, but whatever it is, that's, and Sunday the sun, and Monday's the moon, right, and so on. Wednesday is Woden, Woden's day. Ain't Kleinigkeit, Woden's day. You know, Greek god is nothing compared to the Teutonic god Woden. Anyhow, Woden's day, according to the Ramban, you actually, Meinea, And how it is that it happened and Klal Yisrael just fell into it, I don't know. But it's Meinea Akiyum of Tochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kacha. Because every single time we say B'Revi'i B'Shabbos, I'll meet you Revi'i B'Shabbos at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in front of the Beis Medrash, that is a Kiyum of Tochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kacha. So it would seem to me that the proper way to say this is to add the word B'Shabbos, such as we do when?
In the
Shir Shal Yom. And actually, many I've heard from many people, from Talmid HaChachamim, that when we say Hayom so-and-so B'Shabbos, that that's actually written that way so that we should be Mekayim the Mitzvah Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kacha, according to the Ramban's understanding. So therefore, we should have said B'Shabbos. I don't know anyone that actually says, when we are Machriz Rosh Chodesh, Iye B'Yoyim Shlishi B'Shabbos Habo Aleinu L'Tov. And the only thing I can suspect is that since Shabbos is a possibility itself, that it should be Rosh Chodesh, that if you mention the word Shabbos, it might confuse the people who didn't hear clearly, that they may think you're saying that it's going to be on Shabbos. So that's just a technical, practical idea, which maybe allowed them to simply assume that when you say Shlishi, you mean Shlishi B'Shabbos. So that's perhaps a possibility.
What about the fact that you're standing there on Shabbos? Isn't that also, it's a little redundant, saying you're already being Mekayim Zechiro Shabbos just by standing?
Yeah, but the we're talking about whenever you mention a future day, you should say that it is Shlishi B'Shabbos. So apparently, if it's not, if I'm wrong about that little, Eitzah, as it were, and that's not the reason, then perhaps it was eliminated because the very word Shlishi is Shlishi B'Shabbos. So in other words, as long as you don't give it a name that separates it from the Seder of numbers, everyone understands that when we say Shlishi, we assume we mean Shlishi B'Shabbos, which means really B'Shavua, because we don't say Shlishi L'Shabbos. If it would be Shlishi L'Shabbos, then it would mean towards the day that's called Shabbos. Shlishi B'Shabbos, I'm not going to get involved in Lo Omer and Bo Omer right now, but Shlishi B'Shabbos means in the Cheshbon towards Shabbos or B'Shavua, because Shabbos is also one of the things for a number seven, like Shabbos refers to Shemitah as well, a seventh year. So Shabbos is perhaps not critical, but in any case, the bottom line is that we make this Hachroza and we don't use the word B'Shabbos, whatever the reason is. I just wanted to be Ma'ira that the Chayre would have been even nicer if we mentioned it in the Kiyum of Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kacha. But be that as it may, there's the Mishos HaNisim, then there's the Hachroza, and then there's Yichat Sheyu. And it sounds like it's three separate inyonim entirely. So if you look at the Sfadi Sidurim, you see it's mamish one hemshech, there's not even a paragraph break, it's just one long sentence. It starts Mishos HaNisim L'Avoseinu Mitzrayim Ga'olam, B'simen tov yeirosh ha-chadosh b'yoyim ploni and ploni, yechad sheyu ha-kadosh baruch hu aleinu ha-kolam ha-seh b'chom ha-kum sheheim l'tov v'roch l'sasim l'simcha. The reason that I'm mentioning this is that I think that when you take, and another thing that bothered me all the time, why don't you take the Sefer Torah right away? It's a kind of like I would say a memona shach. If the Sefer Torah is necessary, it should be before the Yehi Ratzon. And if the Sefer Torah is not necessary, then don't take it altogether. Leave it where it is. So what is the inyan of taking the Sefer Torah b'chlal, holding the Sefer Torah, is very interesting, which I'll discuss momentarily. But my question is not what is the inyan of holding it, but why do we decide to pick it up dafka after the Yehi Ratzon? So I want to point out to you that here, maybe it's because it's taken for granted, I don't know, but it doesn't say what you're supposed to do, if you should stand or sit. I don't go to the Sfardi Minyonim, so I don't know what their minhag is. Do they stand or do they sit? Nor does it say here that they pick up the Sefer Torah. So it's quite possible that after they put the Sefer Torah back in its case, they just leave it on the table, on the Shulchan, wherever it is, until they're ready to take it back to the Eichel. And that all of this is done without holding the Sefer Torah altogether. I really don't know. But we pick up the Sefer Torah. The kash is, why do we pick it up after the Yehi Ratzon and not before? It's a small question, but maybe it's telling. So I wanted to suggest the following. First of all, they asked the question, what about not asking Bakoshas on Shabbos? So Benogea Bakoshas on Shabbos, there's so many ways out, as it were. It's Bakosha for all of Klal Yisrael and so on and so forth. It's not a Bakosha protis. I would like to make a suggestion, though, that eliminates that kind of discussion in favor of another explanation. When you ask for something directly from Hashem for you, that's a problem with Bakoshet v'Shabbos. Whether the you is a yochid or a rabbim is a different discussion. But even if we would say that even for a rabbim it's a problem, but that's only because you're asking Hashem for something. In this particular case, you're not asking Hashem for something. You're asking that Hashem define the Chodesh a certain way. And it's basically a concept of Shinui Hazman. Just like there's a din of Mishana Mokon, Mishana Mazel, there's also a halacha that every month has its Koyach. That's the inyan of the Mazalos. The Iker Mazalos are the months. So when we speak about a new Chodesh, we are saying this new Chodesh should not carry with it the negatives of the past, and instead should have with it, should be fraught with positive. And the positives are expressed in whatever way they're expressed. Zebechoy v'zebechoy. There's a long version of Yechad Sheyu, and there's a short version of Yechad Sheyu. But notice the first word, Yechad Sheyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleinu. In other words, we are not saying Yiratzon Sheyihi Alonu, but rather that the Chidush of the Chodesh should be. So therefore, when we take the Sefer Torah, and I'm leaving the first Yiratzon alone for a moment, when we take the Sefer Torah, what we are doing is, we are being machriz that Rosh Chodesh will be. But there's a hakdama to that hakhroza, and there's a sefer to the hakhroza, that's all part of the hakhroza. Exactly as the Sfarim have it, and it's one paragraph. And that is, Misha osa nisim la'avaseinu v'gaalosan me'avdus l'cheirus, hu yig'alosanu b'koro v'kabitz nidochenu me'abakam fosa aretz. Right? Chaveirim kol Yisrael v'nomar amen. Why did we say this? And what is this? Is this yes about kosher? You're not speaking about the Chodesh at all yet. So what is it? So the answer, most probably, and that's what Mefarshim say, is that since we don't have yet the ability to properly deal, I'm leaving Rav Amram going out because the Maisa, we're doing it on the Shabbos before, so it's not mashmad, it's anything but a hachraza. But since it's not possible for us, and we know in advance that this is all you're going to know about it, but the Chodesh itself has been in the calculation mathematically for a very long time. So we pray, we have an opportunity to identify this moment as the proper moment to pray for the Geula Shleima, which will be the time when it will be going back to being Nischadish al Pi Ari'iyah. So Misha Osa Nisim La Voseinu V'Gal Osam Hu Yigal Osanu B'Karov V'Kabetz Nidochenu Me'abakam Fos Oretz Chaveirim Kol Yisrael. So the Chibur or the Hischabris of Kol Yisrael gives us the opportunity, as was said earlier, that Beis Din should represent us and should be able to be Mekadosh D'Chodesh with Mekudosh Mekudosh instead of just being able to be Machriz, because all we have is the Cheshbon. Then you have the hachroza itself, but the hachroza in is haba aleinu letova yichad sheyu, and the way we do it kind of eliminates that understanding, because we break it up into two parts, the Ashkenazim, and they say Rosh Chodesh after the Chazan they say it, and then they say yichad sheyu, and then the Chazan says yichad sheyu. That's generally how it's done. So that does not give us the full sense that really, and I think that's exactly correct, that Yechad Sheyu is a chelek of the Hachraza itself, of Rosh Chodesh. In other words, what kind of Chodesh are we being machriz? We're being machriz as Rosh Chodesh, which we hope changes, because it's Mechudosh, into a Chodesh of Simcha and Sason, Yeshuas, Nechamos, Refuos, and so on and so forth. Memela, I'm arguing, that even in the Hakdama, before we take the Sefer Torah in hand, that's basically, it's like a Hakdama. It's saying that we're about to be Machriz the Chodesh, so we want that this Chodesh that's going to be is going to be a Chodesh that has all these inyonim. And apparently, very interesting, the Sfardim went in one direction and the Ashkenazim went in another direction. The Sfardim went in the direction that these tefillos basically zero in, as I mentioned at the very beginning, in the nekudos that are in a sense missing in the Kiddush HaChodesh. So it's kind of like a Yihiratzon that is really the Hakdoma to the Misha Asa Nisim La'Voseinu. Our Yihiratzon is a Hakdoma to the Yechad Sheyu. You see what I'm saying? In other words, Yechad Sheyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleinu V'al Kol Amo Beis Yisrael, that Hakdoma of Yihiratzon Shetachadish aleinu es hachodesh hazeh letova v'livracha is exactly Rosh Chodesh Iyah bo aleinu letova yechadshei HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleinu v'al amo beis Yisrael. So it's a hakdama to what's happening later, but the other parts are mamish achelik of the hachraza itself. And we do it by taking the Sefer Torah in hand, proves that it's one thing. And when do we give away the Sefer Torah back to the person who's holding it? Because by us, a person is holding the Sefer Torah during all this time of Glila, we give it back after Yechad Sheyu is over. And by the Sfardim, it shows it's a Chativa Achas, not by holding the Sefer Torah, but rather by the continuity of it. That you start with Mishas and Nisim, and you go all the way till the end of the Imru Amen, after the Fur Shleimu Lagula Krova.
So, besides the binding function that the Torah serves between Mishas and Nisim and Yechad Sheyu,
yeah, so I want to read to you. I mean, read to you because I didn't have a chance to copy it out for all of you. But I want to read to you something. He says as follows. This is from the Shalos HaTshuva Safraksa Da Anya Chelik Beis Be'inyan Achiza Sefer Torah Be'birchas HaChodesh. So he writes, B'dvar Asher Sha'alani B'Asher Minig Da'achazan HaMavorech Birchas HaChodesh B'Shabbos Kodesh Oichiz HaSefer Torah B'Zroyoy Im Rashoy L'Shano Is Levilti Kachas HaSefer Torah Elo L'Hanichoy B'Mokam HaMunach O Mutzav Shom Tochuv B'Saf Sol Shalifnei Abima. Right? And The taina is that it's only a minig ba'alma, so maybe, I don't know, maybe all these people were, maybe it was a moshav skenim or something, and they just couldn't care. I don't know what the problem is. You know, from trying to be mevatel a minig, I could pick a number of minhagim that are much more chamor than one might want to get a dispensation for to eliminate than this one. But in any case, that's what he asked him. So he writes, Zov roi seyach yutzak l'toich piv de mezalzel b'minig yosha noishim b'chol tfutat Yisrael. And then he quotes a number of svarim that speak about this minig, including the Shari Ephraim. Everybody knows, I remember when I went into the Rabbonus, so the words of the Rav were ringing into my ears that in the Geya, there's certain halachas that a Rav has to know cold. Then he said something at the end which was funny, because so he said, and one of those sets of halachas is Hilchas Kriya Satari. He says, you know why? Because something's going to happen Bishas Maisa, and you won't have time to go home and look it up or do whatever. So you have to know. You have to know right then and there. Then he said, on the other hand, he says, Kimat, anything you say is right, because there's so many machloikas in these inyonim. So when I went into the Rabbonus, I made it my business to practically memorize the Shari Ephraim from Ephraim Zalman Margolius, his Sefer on Sefer Torah and the Minhagim of surrounding Kriyas HaTorah. So in Shari Yud Siman Lamed Vav, he writes as follows. He quotes the Shari Ephraim. Omer Hashatz Misha Asanisim Ba'amida V'Ocheis HaSefer Torah B'yada. Right? Sefer zeh halohu matzui biyad kol meire ubiyad kol mishirotz l'shtamish b'chazonos b'kilas yankiv. So he says everybody knows that that's the way he's supposed to do. For huva min exebet tazer achayim simin tzadik vav shekosher somzal mashenoygim shashatz machzik biyoda sefer torah biyam hashabbos v'yomi yukum pukon shar dvarim l'chvoid oisam atfilois k'moy lulav bizmanoi. Interesting. We don't do that. But in the time of the Taz, the Shuliach Tzibur took apparently the Sefer Torah from the Goyle while he was saying Yukum Purkan and Misha Berach Avasena Bechulu Misha Noisem Neil Amor. He was actually holding the Sefer Torah himself, and the reason is L'chvoid Oysan Hatfilois. So one wonders what is the Pshat L'chvoid Oysan Hatfilois Dafka, and you know. So I have a suggestion. The suggestion is based on something that the Rav said about holding the Sefer Torah, which is that the Sefer Torah, you might say, is the highest. I wouldn't use the word lowest. It's the common denominator. It's the highest common denominator. But it's the common denominator that binds Klal Yisrael together. No matter who you are and where you come from, your connection is to the Torah. It's interesting that in Russia, when they had this tremendous reawakening of their Jewish identity and they knew absolutely nothing, they couldn't, the Hebrew man, the Chashmei, they knew nothing about Torah and mitzvahs. Most of them were not Nemo. It was a disaster, but what Yom Tov did they pick? Simchas Torah. Interesting. Simchas Torah. Sefer Torah binds everybody together. So you hold the Sefer Torah precisely as you say Chaverim Kol Yisrael. And the reason is because this seems to be a moment, it would really corroborate very nicely what the Tikkun Tefillah is trying to say. But being that it's not on Rosh Chodesh and not near Rosh Chodesh, you can't say it. But it is, unless you want to be extreme and say that when it's something that Bezdin does and it's Alpi Ariyah, you have to see it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kazere'ei, the Kadesh. So then you have no Breira. But once it's known to us in a different way and we don't do it Alpi Ariyah, it's Klal Yisrael's responsibility just the same, that maybe it's Shaykh to do it in the Shabbos before. Conceivable. But in any case, this bonding and binding of Klal Yisrael is dafka through the Sefer Torah. So I was thinking that according to the Taz in Siman Tarivov, when he speaks about Yikum Purkan and so on, that maybe tefillos that are meant specifically for Klal Yisrael in the Goyla, wherever they are, B'chol Mokom Sheheim, you take the Sefer Torah, because when you have Tfutzos Yisrael, when you have Nidochenu Me'arba Kamfos Haaretz, you need to indicate what your Tzad HaShoveh is with them. Well, everybody's al mekaymam, so we are where we are. But when everything is spread out all over the place, which means not only geographically, but ideologically, and minhagim, and then nusuch, and everything. So, you know, it reminds me a lot of what the Bnei Menashe and Ephraim said back to Yoshua when they were challenged. They built this big matzeva, and the people thought that they're, you know, making Shabbos for themselves, and they're creating another focus rather than the Mokum of the Mishkan and so on and so forth. And they said, no, Adarabba, we just don't want you to forget that we were here and we participated with you and we're not a different Ummah. So this is an idea that wherever Klal Yisrael is, they all interconnect by holding the Sefer Torah. So the Taz says that this is also true when you have a tefillah that specifically focuses on the Kibbutz Golios and the Mitzias of Talmidei Chachamim and Klal Yisrael in general, B'chol Makom Sheheim. Interesting that in the Lashon of some of the Nuschos, let me take a look here for a second if he has that. Yep, he does. Yechad Sheyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleinu V'Al Amo Yisrael B'chol Makom Sheheim. Let me ask you something. Al Amo Yisrael, they're not on the moon. And they're not all in New York. So by definition, when you say Amo Yisrael, it is wherever they are. So what do you have to say B'chol Makom Sheheim? What is that adding? I mean. So the answer is that you have to emphasize that there is no Kibbutz Golios yet. You know, it's the chidush of the that we are doing, the bracha that we are making, the hachraza, is on account of the fact that it's B'chol Mokom Sheheim. So this new month, even if Mashiach doesn't come yet, we want that the hatzlocha of the month should apply to the Pizur Golios that exists today. That's why we add B'chol Mokom Sheheim. If I'm not mistaken, and this is the nusach that I use by us, it depends if you're Sfard or Ashkenaz, and I think not all Sfard says B'chol Mokom Sheheim either. So, but the nusach of the Vilna Gaon is to add B'chol Mokom Sheheim, and it's a longer Yechad Sheyu. The Ashkenaz has less, and the Sfardi nusach Sfard Ashkenaz has more, and the Sfardim also have a longer list than the Ashkenaz. The Sfardi, the Taimonim, and I mean whatever, the Eidus and Mizruch. Yeah. So let me just show you what he says. The Kosav Amachzis Hashekel Sifkotn Aleph over there. B'shor Shemavorchin Achodesh V'Chadoyim Shatam Hu Kedei La'orer Hakavona Bozeh. Interesting. You see, the problem is with this particular Nakuda, the way you read the Taz or the way you read the Machzis Hashekel, and you don't add what I said to you. Then we wonder what is so unique about these tefillos that dafka. I mean, we say many tefillos, and nevertheless, you don't always hold the Sefer Torah. So you could say whatever you want. You could say that these tefillos are before you bring the Sefer Torah back. You're not going to take out a Sefer Torah just to be machadish this inyan. I mean, to be machazik the inyan of the whatever tefillah you're saying, because there's a whole problem of bechlal taking out a Sefer Torah from its makom unnecessarily. But once the Sefer Torah is out, we had a choice. We could have put the Sefer Torah back right away. And we would have said these tefillahs subsequently, like we do Musaf. Kamash Malon, no, keep the Sefer Torah out. If you're keeping the Sefer Torah out, it's because you want to hold it. So why do you want to hold the Sefer Torah when you say these tefillahs? Because once you have the ability to hold the Sefer Torah, you might as well, because that's mechazik, and it is machshiv, the tefillahs themselves. It could also be something else also, that the later tefillahs, need chizuk, just like divrei chachamim tzrichim chizuk. Mashiachin the tefillas of anshe knesses and dolim. So that might also be a possibility. But in any case, that's what he says. La'orer hakavona b'zeh. And then he quotes a sefer Shari Chaim shum debeisho yimakachim al piyoriyo oimer mekudosh. Al kenei talachaz a sefer Torah b'zro v'harei biyodoi koyach rosh bezdin av bezdin b'shul kovet a sefer Torah yu'uyin sham. So this is already getting a little bit close to the idea that we had before. He says it for a different reason, but he says when they were Mekadosh al-Piyariya, you had the Av Bezdin saying Mekudosh al-Chodesh, and everybody responded Mekudosh. So in the same way, you hold the Sefer Torah, kind of like that elevates you. The Rav said basically in certain times, in certain places, like on Yom Kippur and others, the Shliach Tzibur actually becomes the Shliach of Kol Yisrael. That's how I believe he explained, or maybe it was just an embellishment that I suggest, but I think he said this himself. You know, there are two bakoshas that you have in the Shemona Esrei of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur, and they are Hineni Ha'ani Mimas starts out, and equivalent to that, that's like Hashem's Fasai Tiftach, but equivalent to that, within the Chazara Sashatz, after you start the Shemona Esrei in Chazara, you have also a bakosha for the Yochid. But then you also have a separate bakosha in the tefillah of Shmona Esrei for Musaf. It happens to be right before Malchiyos. And in the tefillah of Yom Kippur, it happens to be right before the Avodah. And that is, Heyeno im pipio shluchei amcha beis Yisrael, hoire mashu yomeru, and yadei, you know, v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. So what is the reason that we have these two separate bakoshas for the Shliach Tzibur? You know, why do you say Achila Lakel is the first bakasha in the Shemona Esrei? Before the Shemona Esrei, Hin and the Anami Mas, that's a separate thing. Because you're not really Roy. So if you're not Roy, what are you starting? So you do tshuva, basically. You say, Afal Bishaini Kedai. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about within the Shemona Esrei. Within the Shemona Esrei, there are two tefillas. One tefilla is Achila Lakel, Achala Ponov. You'll notice a very major chiluk between the two. What is it? That in Ochilu Lakel you do not mention that there are other Shliach Tzibur anywhere else. And why should you? You're the Shliach Tzibur for this Geilah. So how come, number one, we have another tefillah that seems to say essentially the same thing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should accept my tefillah. And secondly, that the second tefillah specifically mentions all the other Shliach Tzibur as well. So I think the Rav said this. But in any case, the point is that when you come to the Shemona Esrei as a regular Shemona Esrei, within the Shemona Esrei of Chazaras Hashatz, there's a piyut that says, I am the Shliach Tzibur for this Kehillah. And that's Oichilu Lakel Achal Eponav, and Eshalom Ef Mimenu Ma'anei Loshon, I need the Loshon Hashem Svasai Tiftach. You repeat the words Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Because you are speaking on behalf of this particular call. And one call and the other call and the other call essentially are separate. When it comes to the Avodah of Yom Kippur, there was one Kohen Gadol for all of Klal Yisrael. Now you have many, many Shulchei Tzibur. When it comes to Malchiyos, Zechronos, and Shofros, it's basically a tefillah of Klal Yisrael to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No such thing as this Kehillah being Mamlech Hashem and the other Kehillah being Mamlech Hashem. Everyone is Mamlech Hashem, but Vasachas. It doesn't matter that time-wise there are different zones and different zmanim of Zrichas HaChama, so Mamele, everybody is saying it at a different time. The concept is that it's one together Malchus of Hamlochas Hashem, of Yitnu Lucha Kesem Melucha. Therefore, you have a tefillah that asks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Meshalev and Mitzarev all the Shlichei Tzibur Bevasachas into one mega Shliach Tzibur, if you will. That's Heyei Impipi. So how do they do that? By asking on behalf of all the other Shlichei Tzibur, you indicate that you are just a cog in a big wheel. You ask, you're mevakish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should care for the tefillos of all the other Shluchei Tzibur, and they for you. And that binds everybody together. But mashal, the nimshal here, b'noigeya to this hachroza, is that when you hold the Sefer Torah in the hachroza, you are basically combining the hachroza of every single makom. So if it's just an inyan of yediyah ba'alma, there's no need for that. But if it has any element of identifying Rosh Chodesh in a more relevant way as something to do with Rosh Chodesh itself, then of course it would make much more sense. So we get a little bit close. I think that the idea of Chaverim Kol Yisrael and holding the Sefer Torah, we get a little bit closer to the idea of Rav Amram Gaon that he's trying to sell. There's one more. I just want to mention one more thing, very much bekitzer, and that is a truva of Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe in Chelek Or HaChaim Simon Chelek Aleph of Or HaChaim Simon Kuf Mem Beis. So he has a truva that he's answering Reb Ephraim Greenblatt about being Me'umad. He writes, Mashihiksha Reb Kiva Eger Al Mogen Avram Or HaChaim Reish Simon Tof Yud Zayin Shekosav Shenayegim Lamoid Be'ez Shemavarchim HaChodesh Ve'oimer Reish Chodesh Plony V'yoyim Plony Dugma Kiddush HaChodesh Shehu Me'umad. So it's very interesting. Rabbi Adler also makes this point that, you know, the Magen Avraham seems to say something may aim that, what do you mean dugma? What does it have to do? It's just a hachraza ba'alma. An hachraza ba'alma, the olam doesn't have to stand up. And the person who's being machraz, he can do whatever he wants. Who cares about his posture? It's the information that counts. So obviously, when he says dugma to Kiddush HaChodesh, there must be something here that is at least reminiscent. So if you go with the Mahalach of Rav Amram Gaon and Meinyan Leinyan, then it makes much more sense. So that's what he is. Kivega says, but it doesn't have anything to do with Kiddush HaChodesh. Right? Heichon Matzinu Zeh. So he writes, Vadei Hikusha Gdola, says Reb Moshe. V'oid Hikusha Shebe. Reish Perek Gimel, the Rosh Hashanah, Mashma Shohayu Meyushav. First of all, if you have Bezdin, what's Bezdin's posture generally? Of course, Meyusha, Bezdin sits. Yoshev Bedin. Or whatever you have din, it's always mentioned yeshiva. V'ulai kishoy yitzvichim l'sefer Torah kod aviyu tosis brachos daf memches m'pikir rebe lezim aviyin sefer Torah v'osin agula b'shvila sefer Torah she'ino b'mekoma omdu kishomru m'kudosh ha'chodesh v'chein gam anu she'machzikim sefer Torah kishomru m'shchodesh ploini omdim. In other words, he's saying you're not oimed mitzad because it's doimed to kiddush ha'chodesh. He says you're oimed because you're holding a sefer Torah. When somebody holds a sefer Torah and it's not in its place where it belongs, then it's considered to be in transit. And in transit, everybody has to stand up. You know very well that when you take the sefer Torah out, everybody has to stand. The reason that when the sefer Torah is on the bima, even though it's out of the Aron Kodesh, or when the goyel is holding the sefer Torah, it's not considered that it's in transit, is because that's where it belongs at the time. But apparently when you lift up the Sefer Torah and you hold it, that's already considered in transit. So it's very interesting. He says, Reb Moshe, that maybe this is just like, he goes now back to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, Doimet to Kiddush HaChodesh. So he says, because by Kiddush HaChodesh he held the Sefer Torah. Maybe that's why we hold the Sefer Torah. There's this whole question of why we hold the Sefer Torah. That, well, you know, what's the union to match these philos more than anything? So I made a suggestion that also smacks of Kiddush HaChodesh in its own way, because you need all of Klal Yisrael together. Chaverim Kol Yisrael, the Sefer Torah binds them. That's what the Rav said. But Lamaisa, you have here in Reb Moshe a similar idea going back to the Gemara at the beginning of the third Perek in Rosh Hashanah, that they held the Sefer Torah, so therefore you have to stand. And the minute that we hold the Sefer Torah, B'Shas HaFraza, harks back to the moment of actual Kiddush HaChodesh. Then he writes, in other words, he doesn't think that everybody sat, because this is a din in Bezdin. But the Om that's sitting before Bezdin, Sai Alts covered Bezdin, Sai in general, because Omdin Bedin are always standing. So apparently when they came into Bezdin, everybody stood. Shegam king iko etcham, right? Levad habezdin veiko mitzvah alayu loyma cholitz anal, right? The isa loshin b'gimav is kufav. Rabbi Yudai ma mitzvah al kol ha'omdim sham loyma cholitz anal. Mashma deshara om shenimtzu b'shivas bezdin heimomdim. So whenever they have to say something, they stand. They don't sit. So bezdin sits and they stand. They say mekudesh mekudesh. The kol shkein shom shenimtzu b'shivas bezdin kiddush hachodesh heim smuchim. So there's a chutzpah to sit in front of them. Shlo yashvu. Elohayu oimdim sham, the people who were there would stand. V'yadin sheyomer achamir sabezdin gamkin mekudesh mekudesh kedalfina mikrayi. Mashma l'nizdaiti sheikah mitzvah hibaniyas ha'om. Damiras Rosh HaBezdin who psak din shepasku acha chakirasam es ha'edim shechadish mechudash. V'zehu li'ikuva av shekro adob ha'boru mishum shetzor shi'i al pi psak din shal bezdin kebefurash. Avu acha shepasku bezdin mitzvah ala om l'kadsha ba'amiras trey zimni mekudash mekudash. It's a pelet de gazach. What basically he's saying is that even when the zman of kiddush ha'chadish was al pi ari'iyah and by bezdin, the mekadshe ha'chadish were klal Yisrael chadish hazeh lochem, Rosh Chodesh. So whether they're perceived as shluchim or not, he's looking at it as two different roles. The role of Beis Din is to paskin that now is the time for Kiddush HaChodesh, and that the month is Mekudesh by them means that the month is capable of being Mekudesh, and the people have to confirm we are saying it is Mekudesh because that's their role. L'chein ba'amiris rosh ha-Beis Din shul l'psak din, t'nan sh'oimer rak pam achas Mekudesh. V'cheinu gam b'Rambam perek beis mikidush hachodesh v'chaches mishum sha'amirasu rak lipsak din. So there's no reason to repeat it twice. Whenever you give a psak, you're not redundant. V'anias ha'om shehi ha'mitzvah dekidush v'al zeh nema sheyomu beis pom mikudush mikudush u'mitzvah zuhi l'mitzvah v'loi li'ikuva. So it's hard to understand if it's just l'mitzvah, so what does it mean that they're mekadesh? In other words, it's not clear what he has in mind. Machlokes Rabban Rav Lozer Bat Sodek b'loy nira b'zmano hu b'anias ha'om b'psak din de bezdin b'stabish gam l'rabbonin loy tzarech da b'chechrech hu m'ubar. When it's not nira b'zmano, so the fact that the next day came makes it automatically Rosh Chodesh no matter what. V'ein shaychus b'zeh li'yuna de b'edina ela b'anias ha'om pligi de rabbonin sarvi de kivadol mitzvah l'kadesh af acha shekron dipsa kadin du Rosh Chodesh im kein afcher Rosh Chodesh b'yom lamad aleph yesh mitzvah l'kadshay de b'yom lamad aleph hurak. So that's why the role of the people, whether it's automatically Rosh Chodesh or not, is not Negeya, because they have to declare it to be Rosh Chodesh as well. So what you see from Reb Moshe, what filters down from here is that Reb Moshe is not saying that the people are actually creating Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh basically is determined almost by itself. But Beis Din has a role in that moment, and they have a role in that moment. One is Li'ikuva, and one is Li'ikuva only till when? Till the astronomy makes it happen automatically. So there's no place where you actually have to say Mekudesh, that if you didn't say Mekudesh B'chlal that month, there's not going to be a Rosh Chodesh, or there's not going to be a month, or there's not going to be a Yontif in that month. That doesn't exist. Anyone who thinks otherwise is mistaken. But in the declaration that there's a psak, and the psak decides that this day is the day of Rosh Chodesh, but there's a separate mitzvah to be mekadesh to Chodesh that they are mechuyev to do. That's not done by them. That's done by Klal Yisrael. Ha'omdim sham representing Klal Yisrael, and it would be mashma to me that when the Beis Din says mekudesh, they really mean mechudesh, and they are saying mekudesh. Is it the quality of the month, this inyan of what they do? Because you could ask a tremendous question, and with this I'll end, because you know it's much more happy especially in Rabbi Adler's Shtikul Torah. There's a big question: what is the lashon of kiddush hachodesh altogether? What is this kiddush? What does it mean that it's mekudesh? So you know, we have Kiddush and Kedusha, we have by Shabbos and we have by Yom Tov. Zochas Yom HaShabbos, it says Beferish L'Kadsha. It doesn't say anywhere in the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZeh L'Chem Rosh Chodesh an inyan of Kiddush. So, you know, a lot of times words and phrases are borrowed. You know, they like, for example, we even use the word Kiddush Levana. It's not Kiddush Levana, it's a Birchas Levana. It's not a Kiddush Levana, we're not Mekadesh to Levana. So, expressions. I think Kiddush Levana came from Kiddush HaChodesh. Now I want to know, where does Kiddush HaChodesh come from? What is the Kiddush of Kiddush HaChodesh? Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. It's used all the time. So apparently there is some sort of a Kedusha that is infused in Rosh Chodesh, and maybe even in the month as a result of Rosh Chodesh, that Klal Yisrael do. And I think that that goes deeply into the idea of Atem, and so on, that it's not merely in the counting, in other words, that it's a mistake, today is not Rosh Hashanah, and nevertheless it is Rosh Hashanah, or today is not going to be Pesach because they made a mistake in the original Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and in fact it is Pesach just the same. It is Mamish Pesach, but it's a halacha in the quality of Rosh Chodesh or in the quality of the month itself. So when Chidush becomes Kiddush, that aspect is responsible who? So the answer is Klal Yisrael. So if that's the case, that Klal Yisrael had to be Oimdim, so therefore when we have the Birchas Rosh Chodesh, a remez to that as the... See, basically what Reb Moshe is doing is being Toile himself again in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that it's a Zeicher L'Kiddush HaChodesh, so he says it's Zeicher L'Kiddush HaChodesh as far as what? As far as standing, it's mashma that the Bezdin was standing. So he says, no, that's not what it means. Because Bezdin definitely was sitting. And that's Mukhrach from Svara and from the Gemara as well. But we're talking about the Om. What does the Om have to do with it? So the answer is, because you see the Om said Mekudesh, Mekudesh. And he says that Mekudesh, Mekudesh is different than Stam Mekudesh. Because Mekudesh once is because it's a Psak Din. Mekudesh, Mekudesh apparently is because when it's not a Psak Din, but rather it's an actual Kiddush, so you have to say it twice. It's interesting. He doesn't explain why you have to say it twice. But in any case, he writes at the end, "Vulam gam ha-bezdin lo agree me'om le-mitzvah sa-kiddush, ve'onu gam heim im ha-om acha amira rishon l'psak din trey zimne me-kiddush le-mitzvah s-kiddush, ve'omdu oz ke-ba'asiyas kol mitzvah." So he says that's the kavon of Magen Avraham. He wants to redeem the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham le-maisa doesn't say the om, he says bezdin. So if Moshe has his chap, is what Moshe does all the time. You know, but he dots the I's and crosses the T's. So he wants to get back to Magen Avraham and protect the Magen Avraham after saying his whole Torah. So what does he say? He says, wait a minute. When they were sitting, the Torah's Bezdins, they have to paskin. They have to paskin, they have to sit. So then they sat. But when they said Mekudesh, why should the Bezdin be not part of Klal Yisrael? So he doesn't see them in opposition to one another, like in contrast. They remain Poskim and they remain Mekadshim. He says, they're also Mekadshim. So whoever's present has to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. So if that's the case, when they finished their psak, they stood up together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. And the question is, why do they have to stand? So he says, because when you do a separate mitzvah, there's an inyan to stand Ba'asiyas HaMitzvah. That's what he says. So it could be that there's much more to it, maybe if you take into account Achizas Sefer Torah, and you take into account, so you stand in the presence of Sefer Torah, or it could be even more than that, that the old inyan of Achizas Sefer Torah and the binding of Klal Yisrael together is an inyan that everybody stands up to, you know, kind of make the declaration together that it becomes Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. I just want to be Mesayim with this thought, that maybe we could make a pshara between the two Mahalchim, meaning, based on this idea of Reb Moshe, if you're asking who paskens that it's Rosh Chodesh, then it can't be like Rav Amram Goin according to the Tikkun Tefillah, because that would have to be on Rosh Chodesh itself or Samach to it. But if you're asking who's Mekadesh the Chodesh, you know, this inyan of Mekudesh, Mekudesh, maybe what we did, and that's what the Magen Avraham is trying to say, is not that it's like a Zecher Ba'alma Ba'alma, but like it's split up into two parts. What Hillel did, what was done in the tikkun of the kviyas moyedim al pi cheshbon, according to the Ramban's Mahalach, is in the din of Mekudesh that Bezdin said. You know, it was in the psak of what day is Rosh Chodesh. But in terms of the Mekudesh Mekudesh, he couldn't do anything, because what's he going to do? If the Om has to say, is nothing he can do. So in a kvius, in an identification of the day and being Mekadesh. So you'll answer me very poshut. There was, when he did it, there was an Om standing there, and that Om that said Mekudesh Mekudesh was also referring to all the others. But if a person wants to, maybe he could say that that's the minig became, that maybe Ein Hochanami, but, and it's not Likuva anyhow, but maybe what we do is that B'negeya, that kvius, which, and that's why it's Nochon L'das HaMolad, by the way. There's a halacha that you should know the molad. What do you have to know the molad for? If it's just a hachroza, what do you need to know the molad for? It's not negeya whether you know the molad. You have to know what day is Rosh Chodesh, when to say Yalav Yovel, when the women shouldn't do malach, and whatever else is negeya. So what do you have to know the molad for? So what is nochen ladas hamolad? You have it in all the svarim, all the sidurim, and poskim. So the answer is, if you know the molad, that means that you have you're relating. And that's why not only your machr is the molad, we are machr is the molad. I don't know by svarim if they do. But we are machriz the molad to the whole oilam. So why are you machriz? And when are you machriz the molad? Interestingly enough, when are we machriz the molad? Before Mishas and Nisim Labosinu. So I told you that that Mishas and Nisim is the beginning of the Achroza. So if you say that the Achroza is me'ein, what Reb Moshe said, that the Om said Mekudosh Mekudosh, and the reason for that is because they have to a mitzvah ba'alma of Achodesh Hazalachem to be Mekadesh to Chodesh, whatever that precisely means, and that's separate from the Psak Bezdin of Mekudosh Achodesh. So the Psak Bezdin is achieved by the Takana, L'chol HaMoyadis, L'asid Lavoi, that every Rosh Chodesh was already upgepaskant, which day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. You can't change that if you wanted to. So Memela declaring it so doesn't mean anything. But in the Hachroza of Klal Yisrael that accepts that and says Mekudosh Mekudosh, maybe that's what we do every Shabbos Shalifnei Rosh Chodesh by knowing the Molad. So we relate to the calendar that was fixed, and we say that fixed calendar, we are saying Mekudosh Mekudosh, and that's why we have to stand and hold the Sefer Torah, Chaveim Kol Yisrael, and everything else that is involved. Okay.
So why do we keep the Torah?